okay? I don't need to see political statistics.
Sean, did you see that Republican debate?
I don't need to see anything.
I didn't watch that.
Okay, Garrett.
Did you see those caucuses?
Yeah, fucking orbs are on fire. I mean,
Garrett's got implied nudity pictures on his phone.
Skydiving videos, dude. Chill.
And I don't need to see that shit at this point in my life.
You don't look at porno.
I don't at need. This point? I don't need to the digital fakeness. Okay. I gave it up.
They're touched up, is what you're saying.
I gave up. I'm not a digiphile. I don't need a computer to help me become aroused. I don't need a smartphone.
Well, I don't know any cosplayers in real life
to help me get aroused. So that's just me. Podcast question of the week. Are you able to get aroused without the help of a computer or smartphone or tablet device? When was the last time you did without one of those? It's probably been 10 years.
No.
If you're 20, you were probably 10 years old at 6th grade camp last time you popped a boner sans computer.
What if you're really reeling it in your 20s? You got a girlfriend, you're getting it every night. No iPad necessary.
You're probably still one of these millennials. You gotta, I gotta tweet out who I'm.
Don't do that.
That's typing. I gotta type out who I'm fucking. Ooh, post TikTok. Sex selfie. What did I just do?
You need that.
This guy. You know what? Disconnect from the sexual matrix that you've got yourself all wrapped up into. Okay? Try it out. When you put the computer away, your loads are like bullet time blasts, okay? Going across the room.
With your imagination.
Yeah. I'm saying using a computer for sexual purposes makes you a worse lover. When you let go of the computer, suddenly you're like Neo and your partner is like Trinity doing the floating sexual poses. Mm-hmm. Imagine the Matrix. The Kama Sutra?
Both Asian influence. I see it.
Sounds strange, but when you get rid of the computer, your sex becomes more like the Matrix theme song. Have you ever played with a Ouija board during anything lewd, like nakers?
No.
Nakers or naked?
I always did it with guys, so no.
You ever have sex, you, lady, you're naked, Ouija board in between you, talking to some ghosts?
No.
Hey, ghosts, you like the show?
That's like you guys are into voyeurism, but just kind of like,
I already know the answer is yes. I don't need it.
Taking baby steps.
I already know the answer is yes.
All the undead souls are loving it. Loving the show.
Hey, Ghost, how many times should we do it tonight?
Saucy.
Ooh, sorry. It said nine. It said nine.
It said nine.
We got to listen to the ghost.
Nine positions.
Anyways, crack the Ouija board out when you want to spice up the bedroom.
And
where's
the lube
movie
out.
Weren't they making a Ouija movie?
It came out.
You know what?
That came out?
Years ago.
That's old. Wow.
There's a really old Ouija board movie from like the 80s. I remember watching that as a kid. It would kind of spook me out. The Ouija board would come alive. Mm. Nobody would touch it and it would move. Wouldn't even need to put fingers on it.
Oh, that's not how it works.
But what I was going to say was they have sexual dice, right? You shake them and you roll them, and one dice says, like, kiss.
That's for boring
hug,
people. Yeah.
Touch. And the other dice
boring
says, like,
people.
Butt, elbow, forehead,
yeah.
Nipple, penis.
Yeah, touch penis. That's all you need.
Next step. Touch penis sums it up. It doesn't get any better.
I just glue the dice down to the fucking bedpost in that position.
Loaded dice. Whole new meaning.
Point to it. Boom.
Sexual Ouija board.
Yeah.
What, you don't need the whole alphabet. Just put different pictures of poses or something. Get creative.
I feel like those dice are for like
teenagers.
For goth kids, they could have the dead tough. No, the dead would tell them how to fuck, like with the Ouija board position wise.
Yeah.
You're on the Ouija cell.
Exactly.
On the sex
I'm talking about the Ouija board.
I'm talking about the sex dice you mentioned earlier.
Or you can do group sessions.
You're into the dice?
Do you think the sex dice are for teenagers?
Yeah, who like don't like.
Well, maybe you when you're fucking Casanova in your teen years.
Yeah, you're married.
Us regular folk.
Wait a minute.
We're all single.
I'm just saying it's these like. Two kids who are inexperienced and everything is so like goofy and they don't know what they're doing. So I got these dice. Oh, you have to kiss my butt. Like I don't know. It's like I feel like that's dumb stuff that kids would do. I can't imagine adults doing that.
Sounds teenagers like you got experience.
Were meant to fuck. Teenagers were meant to fuck. It's what Frank Sinatra said. It. It's still true.
It's still true.
These kids,
as
today
it says
are doing
in the Bible.
It.
Yeah. Welcome to podcast 392.
392. Sexual dice are a way to trick teenagers into kissing each other's butts. Think about that. We got a lot to cover tonight.
Gross.
Yeah.
Kids are all into eating ass, though. We found that
are
out.
Are they?
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
That's the new craze.
Look on,
this year.
On Vine.
Google search ass eating.
What?
It's all...
On Instagram and Vine, you can see all kinds
that
of ass eating.
There's jokes. I feel like every other person on my social media makes jokes about
ass eating.
Ass eating. And it's like,
right?
So you want to tongue up your asshole. So, yeah? No? Nope.
People are making jokes because it's very popular.
What's the joke?
Ass eating is the edgiest meme. Yeah, I said it. There is. It's the most popular, most adult meme out there right now.
So do you want it or not? What's the joke? Yes or no?
Can I answer honestly?
I want my head shaved. Oh, you don't? No, I don't. It was a joke. What's the joke? That's something people do.
I can't comment. I've never been a part of that.
No, me neither.
I don't know what I'm missing. Is it weird? Is it like, ooh, it's like a big worm down there. I'm squirmy.
That sounds like the last thing I'd ever want.
What?
Or
the last thing I'd ever
or
want.
Or is it good? Like, ooh, this suddenly feels like I'm on a river of pleasure.
Well, let's all try it and come back.
I don't want to have to ever have anyone down there.
Yeah, right.
I would feel so bad for someone.
No, you could fresh it up.
I'm sure you could.
Just take a garden hose, put your thumb on it.
Yeah.
Just spray it real
pretty
hard.
Pretty fresh as it is. I mean, blast away with a garden hose before, sure.
I got those Japanese toilets.
You know what I'm going to do?
Oh, Toto.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little downward facing dog and then light an incense and just stick it in there.
All right.
Let it burn down and I'll be all good.
Downward dog. That's a good position for the ass eating to occur in the first place.
And for the incense cleansing beforehand.
I feel like we should all wait for the officially sanctioned eat a booty day and then
we'll be real mean.
When's that?
Oh, but that's when we're supposed to eat theirs, not ours.
Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, then never mind.
Yeah, that's like a Wednesday.
There's eat a booty day. We should have booty eaten day.
Uh-huh.
Or eat a booty day. What should ours be? Booty.
I say we should make it official.
Get your booty eat day.
eat a booty week.
Booty buffet.
Do you remember
Trick Daddy, the rapper who coined the holiday Eat a Booty Day? Do you remember his official slogan for Eat a Booty Day?
No, I don't recall.
The official slogan was, it's complicated, so I'll go through it.
Okay, please.
The official slogan was, you look at a woman and you go, just lay down a tachyria.
Oh, just lay down a tachyria.
That was the official slogan. Just lay down a tachyria.
Cool.
You can say that to a man. I'd be happy to hear that.
He said a woman. I don't discriminate personally. So whatever. If I say those words and someone in the vicinity, man or woman, lays down,
you'll take care of them.
Who am I to judge?
You will take care of them.
Yeah, you're going to take care of
necessary.
Y'all making me hungry. Can we move on?
You're going to meet Rocco Buttmeal over here.
Wow.
Welcome to the Mega 64 Podcast, the number one video game podcast on the internet. We are your four bootylicious hosts. For the evening, Derek Rocco, special guest Sean, semi-special guest Garrett Hunter. It's a big night tonight. Do you know what tonight is?
What's tonight?
What is it? Oh, Earth Day?
No,
fuck that.
Is it Earth Day?
Fuck that.
No.
We don't recognize that.
That's 420.
No, you know, that's right? Like, you're maybe for you, bud, whatever you're into.
Yeah. But for us, it's even better.
Sunday night. Tonight is Sunday night. It's the night of the podcast. The greatest podcast on earth. It is a hot Sunday night.
It is.
It's literally hot in San Diego.
So good thing you brought a jacket.
Why are you wearing a jacket? What happened?
Because
a few more layers might do you.
Style takes no prisoners, okay?
All right.
That's why.
Okay.
Got you there.
Yeah.
You don't... You're... You don't care about your appearance.
Jesus, when Jesus wore the crown of thorns and he wore the cross on his back, he probably was thinking, he probably was thinking, it'd be a lot easier to take this shit off. I'd be more comfortable.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't look so cool. Nobody would remember him.
He was thinking about all the statues.
Exactly. And every fucking picture of him. He's got the cross and the crown of thorns.
Looking like
was it
badass.
Comfortable? No. Was it iconic? Yes.
I just wore a crown of thorns and it was not comfortable.
Yeah, right. Let's talk about that as a perfect segue.
I know. Hey,
Sean played Jesus Christ in our latest video, The God of War 4 leak. Did you see it? What did you think about it?
That's right. This past couple weeks, there was an actual, supposedly, leak about a new God of War game. Some concept art leaked out, and it said it showed Kratos interacting with Norse mythology. He's left the Greek stuff, and now he's doing Norse stuff. He's got a beard. Yeah. And so we saw that and we were just cracking up. It's like, you know, the Greek thing was the whole backbone of God of War. Like, that's what he was from.
Right.
That's what he... So it just seemed kind of funny that he was just leaping over to a different belief system.
Also, like...
And that catapulted our video.
Like, just on a side note, Greek mythology, can we just all agree it's the best mythology?
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I probably agree with that.
I just feel like that's the standard.
It is the standard. That's true.
You know what I think? What I think? We are members of Western culture.
Yeah.
That all comes like that's from Greece. Yeah. This Greek mythology is our heritage.
What's
that's
your
like
favorite?
Hercules and all that is like
numero uno.
Greek.
That's
what's my favorite.
It's like mythology begins. It's classic. I mean, it's the definition of classic.
I get it. And I enjoy it to a point, but I find, and it's funny that this new leak was about Norse mythology, I find that stuff, like Thor, Odin, Loki, I find that, the Eddas and Sagas stuff, way more interesting than Greek stuff. And I've never played the God of War series just because I don't like or really care that much
about Greek stuff.
Wow, you really don't
care. So are you excited for the new one, then?
I am, actually, because...
You would like playing it.
No.
Those games in general.
I played the demos. Like, there was a version of God of War 2 that came on something. I played the shit out of it. Some Hydra battle.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
You remember that?
Yep.
And I played... I remember waiting in line forever at E3, dodging all kinds of crazy people to play, like, a 15-minute demo. That's why the line
was
so
long. That's right.
Those games were fun. I just didn't care for like the whole storyline, and there was other action-adventure stuff out there for me to play at the time. So I just never chose that franchise. But now, that is jumping to a topic that I am interested in, I might check it out. That Final Fantasy, for me, has always embodied the Norse mythology in it as well. So
I guess so. It doesn't really aim for that, but it's got a lot of like references.
A lot of Japanese games, like there's like the... Oh, now it escapes me. The code... Oh, fuck.
Veronica.
No. There's a...
Code of Princess?
No, now there's another...
It's Code Talkers.
Stop. I'm not going to get it.
Okay.
I can't.
Code of Hero, the Beast Wars episode.
Code of Conduct.
Yeah, that was it.
Codex.
But anyway, Codex.
So our God of War video came out. It's funny because we kind of like just threw it together this week.
Yeah.
Flying by the seat of our pants because... We're preparing for our trip to Boston coming up. We'll talk about that in a second. But
yeah, we heard about that leak, and we just wanted to make something, you know, about it and try to get it out as soon as we could.
Yeah. So we wrote the video, and we were kind of like just not getting too specific with all the gags. Like, we'll cover conspiracy theories, we'll cover recipes, we'll cover children's TV shows, and then like in the process of filming it, we really had to hone it in. Like, okay, so. What are these conspiracy theories we're going to cover?
Yeah.
What are all the world religions we're going to take on? What are these children's shows? But I think it all came together, actually, like the Vishnu costume and the Jesus stuff.
Oh, they look good.
You know, it didn't even occur to us that we had a Barney costume, like, sitting in our closet.
Yeah, we've had it there for a long time.
We just wrote this joke, like, yeah, Kratos will take on children's shows. And I was thinking, like, so we'll green screen, like, Kratos, like, fighting Dora or something. We'll come up with something. But then, yeah, Sean... brilliantly suggested, like, hey, let's just kill Barney.
Yeah, we have Barney.
Hey, we have a Barney costume here.
Yeah.
Which worked out for the video, but was really fucking annoying.
What it
during
was
the process of filming.
I think that was probably of all the costumes we've ever been in, that was the most annoying costume with people around us. It's just these kids. Yo, Barney! Yo,
Barney! Yo, let me get a picture of Barney!
So for this latest video, we were filming across the street from a high school, and I guess everybody came out right when we got there. School was dismissed. So it was like all these like stupid girls and stupid skater dudes. Seriously, it's the kind of people like have their hands in each other's pockets and they're walking around like one person just be like, yo, Barney! Yo! Barney, you're my friend!
Why are you hurting my friend?
Hey, oh, Barney, do this! What is this? Do
why,
this!
Why is that guy hurting my friend Barney? Yo, at one point, Sean was riding a scooter. Barney don't ride a scooter.
Hey, Barney doesn't ride a scooter. Hey, Barney.
Barney don't ride a scooter.
Barney doesn't ride a scooter, bro.
Like, yeah, we hear you.
It's so funny because that was one of the first times ever I was telling Derek that I felt the true transition from teenager to adult is in that moment.
It finally happened.
They're yelling and Derek went, I'm having a conversation with my friend. Anyway, and it ended it and I just thought, wow, we really are this, and they're that.
Yeah,
you know, it was the first time I ever felt like, yeah, I'm not among these shitheads. You know, it was an interesting moment. But anyway,
I like to consider myself a pretty immature and annoying person.
Yeah,
but I was fucking outdone during the filming of this video.
I was gonna say there's something that actually I don't think we brought up again, but I think at one point they were going, Barney! Hey, Barney, can you get a picture with me, my friend? I think at one point Derek actually went, it's not Barney, it's my friend in a suit. like completely obvious, you know, but they didn't know what to respond with.
That's funny.
They were trying to make all these jokes. Oh, Barney doesn't do that. Oh, Barney doesn't fight. Oh, Barney doesn't do this. Barney doesn't run around, so I just had to tell them it's not really Barney.
Yeah,
it's not the real Barney.
It seemed like the most obvious thing,
but
none of these shitheads knew what to say after that. They were like, "Well, yeah, well,
yeah, that's funny."
Wake the fuck up!
Is Barney still a show? I was surprised they even knew what Barney was.
I think Barney
honestly
is still around.
Really? I think it is,
and he's being released on like videos, VHS.
Yeah, it was VHS. An
iconic. coming out on VHS.
I'm sure they're still releasing Barney VHS.
Maybe that and kids songs.
If you dress up as Shusha, they might not have recognized you, but.
Kids songs is the Kids Bops knockoff. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Kids songs is like a DVD of kids like going to Six Flags singing songs on all the rides and stuff.
I had
like
VHS of them.
Yeah.
Because Kids Bops was a CD.
Yeah, Kids Songs was the. And it was like, it's all shitty.
It's like, how much is that doggy in the window? And fucking,
Kids Bops was hilarious because they would do really adult songs. They do Bruno Mars, and it's like, oh, and they would list the song, and it's like, well, that the chorus of that song is "Your sex takes me to paradise," so. What are these kids going to say?
The first Kids Bops I ever heard, ever, was The First Cut is the Deepest.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what that song was. I wasn't very familiar with that song because I was like, is this about like suicide or self-mutilation?
Yeah,
I don't fucking know what these kids are singing about.
Yeah, really.
I still know what The First Cut is the Deepest is. Like when you get broken up with.
Did Kids Bops ever do Lick My Pussy in My Crack or whatever?
No, that was Peaches.
That wasn't official Kids Bops. I think that was like some unofficial. Okay.
That's some fucked up bootleg you got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just your.
Did they ever do that one song, Kill 'Em, Fucking Kill 'Em? I don't care if it hurts.
No. Oh, Shellac, Shellac. Prayer to God? Yeah, yeah.
They did Shellac? Cool.
Yeah, they got Shellac.
What was the kids group that you bought their album and their t-shirt from?
Kids of Whitney High.
Yeah, Kids of Whitney High. I think they did that Shellac cover.
Now they're just the adults of Whitney High, and it's a lot less cute.
The adults of Whitney Street.
It's not cute at all. You're right.
Yeah. I wanted to say one more thing about the God of War video. We had the Jesus costume. We had the Vishnu costume. And we were preparing all that stuff. We kind of got the costumes together before we even filmed the line. So then Rocco and I went out. We were filming. We actually filmed at our old school. Shh, don't tell nobody.
Uh-oh.
We weren't supposed to be there, but nobody knew. We just broke right in. And we were filming these lines about, like, world religions. And on the spot, we just had an idea for a joke, which is, hey, let's list Christianity, we'll show Jesus, let's list Hindu, and then we'll say, but we didn't forget about Islam. Kratos treats them the worst.
Yeah, that was just improvised.
That was
like,
great.
You know.
That was just an improvised joke, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't really want to shit on any religion too hard.
Yeah.
And also, I think Islam gets it pretty bad lately. So, you know, we touched on it, and then we moved on. There were so many comments on the video.
I knew you were going to puss out.
You pussed out because you didn't go hard enough.
I knew you didn't have any balls.
Well, they want you to put a depiction of Muhammad in your video so
I don't
you
know,
can
but
get fucking shit on the
I don't know, but it really surprised me in this day and age how many people were like, you need to persecute that religion more.
Yeah. All right. We had already bought the two costumes that we did. We just improvised more lines about others. That was it. Yeah. It wasn't like, guys, we need to have a talk about who we're attacking here. We didn't
care. You guys
care.
Used to be edgy.
Hey, we used to be edgy.
Hey, I'll go out on a limb and say, I think Jesus is one of the funniest religious figures. That's not disrespectful, but, you know, he's just, like, funny wow. guy. I don't know. Like, okay. The whole cross incident is a little goofy, if you think about it. No, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, why'd you do this?
This close to true. Easter.
No, you know what I mean?
I saw the Passion of the Christ. No, this is such a goof.
Yeah.
This is so goofy.
He's risen, but what an original goofball he was.
Yeah, original prankster. Offspring. That was about Christ.
Was Jesus a buttercreamer, or did they not let him in the group?
He
first. Died so there could be buttercreamers.
Okay. In his wake, buttercream came. So that's all. Yeah, sometimes it's funnier to not go to the edge. We realize as we get older and more in control of our comedy mastery. So check it out if you haven't seen it. I'm happy. Good video.
I thought Brian stole that video for me. I thought Brian.
Yeah. We needed that ending scene, and Brian was like just getting off work. It was like, do you want to come down? Yeah, I'll be right there. Okay. What am I doing? And then he showed up. What am I doing? All right. Take your shirt off. Just get your head real wet. all right.
Old wet head.
I didn't see the final cut before it was on YouTube, so like I wasn't prepared for Brian at all. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah. I did want to say, too, it was kind of like a last-minute addition to let the editing be all sloppy. It was going to be a leaked. It was always going to be a leaked video, but yeah. Then in editing, it was like, what if this isn't even a leaked video? This is just like raw, unedited footage.
Yeah.
So all the like takes, the double takes, none of that stuff was planned beforehand.
Yeah, it was all legit.
Those are actual legitimate.
Rather saying, I can say that better.
Flubs on the lines. Yeah. And it's actually funny because that's how it is every time we film a Mega 64 video, but we always cut that out. In every single Mega 64 video, and we all do it, we'll flub our lines and just be like, stop. Let me try that again.
No.
And just go right into it. And this is the one time where you actually get to see that. So that was a bit of realism for you.
Yeah. But the one thing I knew I wanted to do, even from the beginning, though, is export the video in a way.
Yes.
Put it on YouTube in a format that.
Is it like a DNA?
Like, not even HD, but like in a format where it's clearly a DVD rip. And so I converted it once really nice. And then I converted that into like a 480p. DivX rip or something completely stupid, and I actually think that effect helped it a lot too. It really felt illegal.
I saw comments that people found like that is exactly what.
Yeah, it felt illegal to watch it. It felt like shitty screener or something like that. So I think that worked out.
Felt like a crime.
My favorite detail though from the video is one that most people miss, but I do want to say I love that Jesus's crown of thorns has the motion capture balls on it. Like you can barely see it in the video, but because the sky's behind him, but he does have them on, and I just think that's funny. Like, the one thing the motion capture is the crown of burden that he wears.
That was actual thorns. That was a legit. That wasn't like a prop.
I saw crown of thorns. They had prop crown of thorns. Like, you know, if you wanted a Jesus costume or whatever. Yeah. But I ordered one that, as it turns out, was like made in the Holy Lands, like formed in like Jerusalem or something
It said grown in Bethlehem.
Yeah. So they, So it was real.
Ping pong balls on that one.
How'd that feel to wear that?
Sorry.
Like, holy relic.
It was pious. It hurt. It hurt my head.
Now you get it.
I get it. It wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Yeah. So that was our new video. We also had a new episode of Funny Factory come out. Shauna May, do you want to say anything about that?
Sure. It came out. I think I got a lot of feedback from people. Jordan Jones wrote this really nice thing. He emailed me. And I think it's... I want to find a way where I can do Shauna May where it's not behind a paywall of anything. So you could just watch it. And that,
you're talking about with Netflix,
instead of tuning into Netflix. I figured most people have Netflix, but you know, people don't. So I want to find a way that you can just watch it with me and not have to worry about whether you can watch it or not. So that was the third one I filmed. I ran into problems. Like the first time it stopped recording halfway through, I didn't realize the other time the audio was fucked up. And
you had to film it three times?
Well, different episodes. I had to do different animes and episodes, so it wouldn't be natural and real if I.
Whoa.
So you've been watching a lot of anime.
I did one called Do Ra Ra Ra.
And never heard of it. Was it good?
It was fucking terrible. This is what I'm talking about.
If you name a show that, you lose half the fucking interest right there.
Yeah, terrible.
That or Bobo.
I don't know if Japan feels that way.
Bobo. Sorry, yeah. Not going to watch that.
Yeah. Anyways, so maybe I'll upload a do rah-rah-rah episode, but it got kind of fucked up, so I had to tweak it a little bit. So anyways, the next one in a month, I think, will probably, hopefully, be available for anyone, whether you have Netflix or not. So that's cool. All.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We've been playing a lot of games lately. This is our gaming podcast, so we should talk about that.
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, fuck you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do it anyways.
This is the day it happened. The schism happened.
Mm-hmm. Mega 64 remember, Civil War.
Remember today.
I'm Iron Man. He's...
Is that movie out?
Captain America.
No. I'm Captain America.
When does that come out?
Who are you with?
Summer.
May.
Oh, summer? I thought people had already seen it.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, the Pirators.
Yeah.
The fuck? The BitTorrent.
I thought Pirates. People were like... Saying how good it was.
Summer blockbuster.
Okay, I don't know.
There's some people who have seen it somehow, like I think reviewers or somebody knows. It's coming out soon.
Oh, man.
Like I think very beginning of May, right?
I guess that would be in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's
shit.
Crazy.
That is
what the fuck is going on with this time shit? It's going by so fast.
It just became 2016, and now it's a third over.
Yeah, it's almost May.
As we get older, time speeds up.
Yeah. It's bullshit, man.
I'm trying to look to do the opposite. Let's go slow.
Benjamin Button style.
Yeah.
There was actually this report I saw which talked about how when you do get older, it does seem like time speeds up. And they theorized that like when you're 4 years old, 2 years is half of your life and it really takes up like
relative.
Yeah.
It's 50% of your mind is the last 2 years. When you're 30 years old, 15 years takes up that same, like every year
is a
smaller increment of your great life
makes
story.
Sense, yeah.
So when you reflect in your own mind, basically like it keeps all those years become smaller pieces of the main timeline. And that's why they seem to go by.
Well, that's a perfect segue into what I was going to say about the game Quantum Break, where you can literally manipulate time. Have I ever been set up so well in the history of the podcast to talk about subject?
I want to talk about a video game, not Quantum Break, where you can manipulate time, so I'll go after you. But remember, the segue could also apply to my game.
It could have.
Skip forward if you want to hear that.
Well, you're going to have to rewind time. You did go first, but we're going to go forward in time first to hear mine and then go back. Now it makes sense.
All right.
Okay, so Quantum Break, I got it for the Xbox One. I think it's the only original game I've bought for the Xbox One in the history of owning the system.
Do you regret owning that system?
I don't regret it because I got it insanely cheap. I didn't get it when it came out. I got it a year later and I found it insanely cheap. And I have gotten enough out of it. I don't regret it. I don't regret it, but it is pathetic.
Wow, pathetic. Yikes.
It's there to serve the purpose of three games.
Right.
It just, to me, doesn't offer me anything. That's just me. There's some things I do like about it. But now I really like that it had the resume function, but like now the PS4 has that. So, you know, I don't know. But all I've ever played on it is two Halo games, something else, Titanfall. I love Titanfall. I do like Titanfall. So I guess I did buy that.
Did you get Dead Rising?
I got it for free, so I'm not thinking of buying it. What?
Did you get Dead Rising?
No, I never.
That was exclusive and still is.
Yeah. But, Quantum Break, I really like Quantum Break. I like it. It's like, really, I had no plans to buy it, but it was like, okay, it's the only exclusive coming, and Amazon has this thing now where if you pre-order games with Prime, they're 20% off, so these brand new games are now in the 40-something dollar range.
Crazy.
It's like, well, shit, yeah, that's a lot more tempting than 60.
That's cool.
So, yeah, so anyway, I got it on that, I got it on Xbox One, and it's an enjoyable game. The combat, things like that, is fun. You can literally manipulate time in every way. Like, you can form a shield around yourself. You can, if there's a guy coming at you, but you're dealing with these guys, you can stop that person, deal with these other guys. You can also shoot at this guy that's frozen in time, and after the time stops, the bullets will eventually hit him. So it's kind of like you're just delaying that, you know, whatever.
Bullet time.
You kind of have to solve puzzles in levels by rewinding time to like, oh, here's when the guy opened the door. Well, now I'll go through. you know, because it's been locked this whole time. You know, like, there's lots to figure out. Huh. So I like that part, and visually it's incredible. It's a very good-looking game. However, the weak link in this game is the story. What they did is they developed the game at the same time they developed a TV show about the same story. Microsoft at one point was developing a series of original shows.
Okay.
Because like if you remember Network? when they showed Xbox One, they were focusing on everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they had like, yeah, we're making this show and this game and all that stuff. Well, that has gone away. They are focusing on games now because they were losing.
Yeah.
And so what they did, they had four episodes of a Quantum Break show made. Now what happens is you play the game. The game is in four apps, basically. And after every act, you watch a half-hour episode of this TV show to expand on the story. That show is the weak link in the whole thing. It is a bad...
Sci-Fi Channel original?
Exactly. Nice. Sci-Fi Channel original show. And it's like, man, I don't care. I feel like, in general, the story of that game is really too into itself. It is so... It's a very simple thing taken to the most complicated level. It's just... Okay, I'm going to mess with time here. You just caused a fracture in time. Like, okay, there's the catalyst for your story. But they go, oh my God, now the time police are going to come. They're coming from a different time period. And the time police, when they show up, they're going to manipulate time to make it look like we did it instead of them. And they are the ones who did it. So now I don't even know what to do. And now that's time. Guess what? The time police got here before you even thought that. And they told you to think that. And that's why they're... I mean, it's so overly serious.
Fucking time police.
And the TV show is melodramatic. It's like, just shut up.
Can you skip the show?
You can, yeah. So if you want to do that, do it. But the game has really good actors in it. Everybody in the game is a legit actor. Dominic Moynihan is a character.
Oh, wow.
The guy who was Abaddon in Lost, yes, Mr. Locke, is in this game. What's his name?
Abaddon.
He was Widmore's assistant.
Abaddon, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember Widmore's assistant?
Whatchamacallit?
Dude, bro, Abaddon, dude.
He's in Game of Thrones. I don't know the guy's name. What?
Peter Dinklage?
No,
Jon Snow.
Little's the name. Who's the guy with the?
Oh, Ron Stark.
Yeah, the guy with the goatee.
Finger.
So that guy's in it.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so they're all good, but I honestly, I think their performances are better in the game than the show. Like in the game, it's like, wow, that's cool. They actually got all these people in it, and it works. No, they're all in the show, but I just don't think their material's any good. The show sucks.
So they got. Wait a minute. Sorry. So they got the people in the show to do the. There are same characters in the game as well.
Yeah, it's just live action.
I got it. That's it. Okay.
And the graphics supposedly look really good. Like, they look like the people.
Yeah, oh, completely. It looks amazing.
The likeness.
But it works. The kind of half-assed story and kind of wooden performances are great in a game.
Yeah.
And then you watch the TV show and it's like, okay.
Yikes.
Move on.
Yeesh.
So, it's interesting. Play it. You know, I would get it in the $40 range. Is it worth 60? I don't know. I haven't beaten it yet, but it's interesting.
Did those episodes ever come out on the Xbox One Network?
No, as they're on
this. The game.
No,
just they saved it for the game. Because
yeah.
Doesn't PlayStation Network have original programming, like some superhero show?
No interest in watching that.
No, not me either. Is that does
they
anyone know what
to
that's called?
Stop doing that.
Powers. It's called.
It's
Powers.
Called Powers.
Yeah, I remember being at the Sony keynote when they announced that show.
Yeah,
and the guy kept saying the word Powers. He was like stuttering it out. This is the powers you want, the powers that you like, and the powers you want are in the show because they all have powers. And I just remember wow. Tweeting.
Powers.
I just remember powers. Like, yeah, yeah.
Power to the people. Power to the
that's
players.
All I know about
powers.
That show.
Powers.
Powers.
Hey, I played a game earlier this week. I bought on Steam Super Hot, which is a game that I tried at GDC a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we both played that. That game was awesome when I tried it.
I tried a trial of Super Hot, so I went and I got the full version of the game. I really like it. It's cool. My review of it, though, is that the single player is short, which isn't bad, but the story is... really bad. I wish that they didn't have the story in this game.
From the demo of it that I played, it didn't need it.
No,
it was just fun to play.
The demo we played was endless mode, and that is really fun.
I didn't know that.
You need to complete the single player to unlock demo mode. But single player is basically the same as demo mode, but the problem that I have with it is I feel like they didn't have a story, and instead of cutting the story or writing a story, they made a story about not having one. It's like you don't really know what's happening. The game is kind of like you're going into a program. You're almost like a virus that goes into a program. It's very avant-garde. It's an indie game. So in between the levels, you'll get like IM windows where you're talking to somebody. You don't know who you're talking to. But then the computer program starts to take over your chat and it changes your words.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. But then you go into the computer program to like defeat it. Weird shit.
Super hot.
Weird shit. And then the computer program starts talking to you. But is it talking to you? You can't really respond. It says it for you. The whole single player story is about this computer program and weird stuff. Whatever. So okay. My only complaint is that the story is like a little avant-garde, a little bit weak. But the gameplay is super fun.
Yeah.
Super hot. I really enjoy it. If you don't know what it is, it's a first-person shooter. The game only moves when you move. So if you stand still, awesome. If you stand still, all the enemies are frozen. You can kind of look around. Their bullets are frozen in real time.
Oh, wow.
And it's badass. Like, if you played this game at full speed, you would not be able to progress at all.
No.
Since everything is frozen, shotgun blast coming here, there's a spray bolt coming this way, there's a spray bolt coming this way, you can kind of look around and be like, okay, if I step forward and to the left, this one will go behind my head. This one will go past my shoulder. Oh, wow. I can punch this guy in the face. Yeah. He drops his gun, so his gun is like hanging right out of his hands. You could pick it up instantly. You could shoot him with it, or maybe, no, I'm going to throw it at this guy. He'll drop his gun. I'll grab that gun, then shoot this guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a puzzle-based shooter.
Almost. Yeah, almost. Like, and then when you do, awesome. When you lose like your it. Life, really like when you do eventually die, it shows you full speed, and then you are seriously like
Neo.
Bruce Lee Neo, like dodging stuff, punching people in the face, grab this bat, fling it at this guy, grab rad. This knife, slip this dude's throat.
What would get me playing it, though, is that I deal with one guy. Like, he shoots me, and then I'm going to do this. Oh, he's doing that, so I'm going to do this. And then, if I move forward and throw that, he's done. But what would get me is then I'd look behind myself and there's a guy with a sword, like right about to stab me. It's like, oh, fuck.
So what I do is I'm constantly looking behind me. And when I watch, when I watch my playthrough, it is seriously like my character is just spinning around constantly. And you'll see like a blip of a dude coming around the court, shot in the face. You'll see a blip of a dude like popping up over, shot in the face. It's like
you're looking for
at full time, at full speed. These guys can't even like get one eye around the corner before I like headshot them. It's pretty cool.
That's insane.
So I highly recommend Super Hot. The single player story mode is not very long, so you might be into it. And if not, you can get through it quickly. So check it out. It's about $25 on Steam.
Nice.
Yep.
I have been still playing Uncharted 2, but now I'm using the PS4 remote to play with it.
PS4 remote play,
whatever. I guess that remote would be something way different.
Yeah.
It is so cool that it convinced me to finally take the leap and upgrade to Windows 10 because I really didn't want to do it. But you have to have Windows 8.1 or 10 to get this thing, so I did it, and now I can play my PS4 on my laptop, as long as I plug in a controller in, it's super awesome. It's fast. There's no lag. It's great.
You play within your same house, just like now, while you're in bed, you want to open up a laptop with a synced controller?
Yes. Or Kevin was able to play it here from his
house. Yeah, Kevin's been playing his home PS4 from the
MacBook.
From a MacBook here flawlessly.
Wow.
Almost. I shouldn't say flawlessly.
I haven't got it to work here yet. From my house, which I need
but
to
within
out.
within your own high speed LAN, it works perfectly.
Perfectly,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's like another TV to have. It's like my PS4 hooked up to something else. All of a sudden, it's nice.
I should try that.
I don't think it's gonna work for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work for you.
Well, I have high speed LAN. My local network.
Yeah, you can use
it
at home. Yeah, I don't think it will work away from home.
No, there would be absolutely no way that would work.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's super cool. Super fun.
Just to play in a different room.
Yeah, yeah. Just around, I was playing in the living room, but the kids wanted to watch their kids show, and I wanted the PS4 hooked up to that TV. But
you put headphones.
Don't worry
on
about it. Yeah, and just moved it over, and then headphones.
But really, Kevin has been playing his home PS4 from the office on his MacBook. He was playing Phantom Pain, and it worked perfectly. Like it, every now and then would, you know, like
but
little
hey,
glitches, but it was fine.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So
it was super cool.
Do you notice any glitching?
At home, I haven't been able to get it away from home yet. So
it's essentially what you could do with that PlayStation TV or the PS Vita TV, as it was originally called.
Right, but this works.
Yeah, the other one not so much.
Uncharted 2, real quick, is getting a lot harder. I'm playing on easy mode for the record.
Yeah,
I'm
even awful. On easy, that the parts that you're at are
and
harder.
I'm dying like every 13 seconds. Like I just, It's I might get getting towards the end, I guess, but Jesus Christ, that game is I can't. There's an option for brutal. How is that even possible for you to do that? I have no idea.
I liked that game, but yeah, there's a part a stretch towards the end. There's a stretch where combat doesn't stop, and it's like, okay, I please just stop. Like it goes a little too long in that section, but I still like it overall.
Yeah, well, it's great. I'm really enjoying it. But anyways, so that's what I've been playing.
I can't believe, I keep thinking Uncharted 4 is like a year away, and it's like weeks.
Yeah, I gotta beat Uncharted 3.
Because it keeps getting delayed.
Yeah, uh-huh. Will it be delayed again? That's a question.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see. Hmm. That would be awesome if in the next week they went Christmas. Oh! That'd be rad.
Well, I would have time to beat 3, so I wouldn't care. I'd be like, all right, that's fine.
Oh, man.
Cool. Well, that's it, guys. Thanks for watching.
Wow.
Hey,
I'm
you,
just joking. That's not true.
I was going to say real fast, there was a... just this past week, they put up a bunch of old... I think I talked about... Maybe I talked about this kind of thing on the podcast before, but Super Nintendo games on the 3DS. Mm-hmm. I think we brought that subject up before. But this last week, they put up some of the best games. They put up Donkey Kong Country 2. Okay. I don't know how I feel about that one compared to the other ones. But it's still a good game.
I like 2 a lot.
I think 2 might have been too hard for me.
Oh, really?
But I liked it. I liked all 3 of the Donkey Kong Country games.
As long as you have... Yeah, that's Dixie, right? The girl?
The second one has Dixie, and yeah. The third one does, too.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Dixie, with her floating, is makes it anything possible.
Yeah. So, anyway, that went up. But, man, Zelda, Link to the Past, and Super Metroid.
Oh, wow.
Some of the best games ever made are now on the 3DS store. And if you never had a chance to try those, play them now. Super Metroid especially is one game that I never, as a kid, I was into really bright games. You know, I was playing Mario and Zelda and this and that. And Metroid was always kind of the thing, you know. So I didn't play Super Metroid when it came out. Now later I learned to love Metroid, but man, Super Metroid is such a good game. And a game like that so far ahead of, like, Symphony of the Night coming out. And it's got the whole, like, map where you kind of traverse it and...
explore.
Man, what a great game. So, anyway, those are up now in case you didn't know. So, that's it.
People are saying Earthbound also.
Earthbound was a couple weeks before
That was the real big one everyone wanted. But they got that in the initial
list. I've tried to play that game 100 times and I never was interested. I can't get through, like, the beginning parts of it. It's just never that interesting to me. But I got it on the 3DS. I am going to, now that it's on a portable and I don't have to sit at home and play it, I'm going to give it another shot.
Yeah.
So I'm telling everybody, I'll try it and I'll see what happens.
And this is new 3DS only.
Yes.
And that's a big complaint that a lot of people have with Nintendo, right? Like, the 3DS previous to this can't support a Super Nintendo ROM? Come on.
Yeah. That's so dumb.
Come on.
Hey, before we run out of time on this podcast, I want to shout out our sponsors. Loot Cray. Oh, I should say Loot Crate.
That's Cray.
Damn. What if they were Loot Cray and every month you get something fucking cray cray?
Like used panties.
That's cray cray.
That's cray cray.
Live rattlesnake.
Your brain went there so fast. Cray.
Live black mamba.
So I'm thinking of cray shit.
Yeah, like cray, the second cray. You said cray, you said
what do you think
panties.
Of when something cray gets
fucking,
cray?
There's a hit of ecstasy know, like in there
food?
Wrapped up in bacon.
Weird Whoa. Food.
That's crazy.
This guy's living on the fucking edge. Weird food.
There's ecstasy-laced bacon in there. Oh, I thought this was a regular
that's weird
breakfast.
Food.
Why is the sun so fucking bright today? Loot Crate is our actual sponsor. Check them out. We have a promo code, lootcrate.com.
Slash.
No, you just type in Mega64.
Code or Mega64.
Hey, I'll do it. Lootcrate.com/Mega64. Go and get yourself a box every month. Use the offer code Mega64 when you check out. And you'll get a box of stuff at a great price every month.
Look, don't hate on me. It's confusing.
Nailed
it's
it.
Slash Mega64, but also use the offer code Mega64.
Yeah. There's use the same thing twice.
Two parts. I got tripped up. Also, greatest beverage on earth.
Yeah.
It's not water. Fuck water.
No, water's out.
Water's out. Give me 7 oceans of Kickapoo, baby. Thank you very much. Pour Kickapoo into your fish tank. Tell me those fish don't look happier. I dare you.
I dare you to.
Try it out. Don't just do one can, okay? Don't be chintzy.
Give
them
all
a whole six pack. Those fish will be coming up to the surface asking for more Kickapoo.
Let them try each flavor.
Yeah, that's what they'll be doing.
They'll be so happy, they'll just be back floating in paradise going,
dog paddling.
More Kickapoo. Try it out. Fish tank full of Kickapoo.
I mean, the oceans are warming. We can cool them off with a cool Kickapoo.
That's yeah.
Right.
Start dumping the water in the ocean with Kickapoo.
If you really care about this earth heating up, cool it down.
I heard that the aluminum can is the best vessel for keeping beverages cold. Mm-hmm. So when you're done drinking your ice cold Kickapoo, throw the can into the ocean and let the cold aluminum cool down our waters. Save the planet.
Keep the ocean cold, baby.
Keep the ocean cold. Throw your empty Kickapoo cans into the ocean. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, yeah, get it at drink. Go to drinkkickapoo.com.
I'll do it.
let Sean do it. Go ahead.
Go to drinkkickapoo.com. You can follow them on Twitter, drinkkickapoo, and you'll find out some great stuff. They're tweeting things all the time. They're retweeting all this crazy stuff. Also, you can get their stuff on Amazon. Go to amazon.com. Go to Kickapoo. There you can get any of the four flavors. They got the Malibu. They got the original. They got the Sangria. And they also got the Fuzzy Navel. All great. Check it out. Thank you so much for our sponsors. We love you all. Also, shop.mega64.com for all your Mega 64 merchandise. We have the rainbow shirt on sale. Just sell out quick. Got to get them now if you want one because they're going away real fast. Don't let this offer. Oh, you know what? Slip you by. We also got a secret prize from our friend. I'll go grab it real quick.
Yeah.
If you buy stuff.
Is he
I went too, I did too much.
Sound mad. Sorry.
All right. Decaf next time.
Chill the fuck out. They're doing crazy shit over
for real, though. Shop.mega64.com. Hey, I wanted to let everyone know something that we thought was gone was our iPhone 6 and 6S phone case.
Thank you.
Those we thought were gone, we found a whole stash of them. Those are on the store again. So you can pick one of those up if you missed out because we don't have a lot left. But those, the rainbow shirt is in stock now. What else is in stock now? We're clearing out our hoodies. Our public access hoodies are about to go away. And so is our charm shirt. Our charm shirt is mostly sold out. Mm. Any of those things, get those now and get anything you want. We got it all.
Yeah, we are going to have new merchandise coming up soon.
So much.
April 22nd to April 24th, we will be at PAX East in Boston.
Yeah.
If you are going to PAX East, do not forget to stop by our booth.
Yeah.
Booth 1028, 1028. Get all our new merchandise. It's looking good. They're printing it. A lot of people are excited to get it.
Yeah.
We've been getting a lot of good feedback. The hats, we have new hats coming out. Look, if you're not at PAX, you're not getting a hat.
Oh my God.
That's what it's looking like. Yikes.
Hurt.
Right?
Damn.
Probably.
Well, they're going to sell out. Eventually, we will have them on the site,
Hopefully.
Second printing.
If you have a friend going to PAX, have them get you one and ship it to you because they're a limited run, limited edition as of right now. So we're pretty sure we're going to sell out at PAX. PAX East, April 22nd to the 24th, booth 1028.
I was going
to
say, Eric, help me out. We were given in the P.O. box, The Adventures of Donkey Ollie, which we watched. What was that? Dallas? That we watched? No, it was in Frisco when we filmed for the Video Game Museum. It was
a religious special.
We got several copies of this. So for secret prizes, if you order a shirt, you know, maybe in the next couple of times, like tonight, tomorrow.
Four episodes on there.
Yeah, you could enjoy The Adventures of Donkey Ollie and learn about our copy. Lord and Savior. So.
It says that these DVDs were provided free because of donations to Boat Angel and Car Angel.
Cool.
Who do you like better?
I like. How is this tied in with religion?
Who would win in a fight, Boat Angel or Car Angel?
I don't know.
Well, it depends on where the location of the fight is, on the water or on the land.
Let's say the air.
Yeah, it has to be air.
To the sky.
This battle is in the sky.
Donkey Ollie.
I don't know.
Like, Plane Angel airdrops Boat Angel and Car Angel out the back, and they have to battle in free fall?
Yep.
Well, then I say Car Angel. Because I've seen a video of a car being dropped out of a plane, so I know it can be accomplished.
That's true. I've seen that as well.
Show me where the plane
you saw a video
drops
of that?
You've never seen the commercial where they drop a Jeep out the back of a plane?
I've seen some Burning Angel videos.
It's an old commercial. So maybe you're not old
enough. Car Angel or a Boat Angel. No, I might not be.
And finally, as always, support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Vega64, which allows us to provide this continued excellent programming block that we do for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're never alone when you have Mega 64. So we thank you for your support. If I had one penny for every Mega 64 fan who loves me. I would have more money than the richest bank in the richest Swiss country, filled with the most politicians' stashed away dollars than any of those banks. Love you. What else do we have to talk about?
Let's talk about some of the movies and stuff that we were...
holy shit.
That we brought up before.
Oh, my God.
You got movie stuff?
Yeah.
Let's go movie
stuff.
Hey,
style. I watched Howard the Duck.
Topical.
Retro.
No, well, the Blu-ray just came out.
Okay.
It's about $5.99. Really.
Figures.
Also, I wanted to say, add as a side note, Universal makes the worst Blu-rays.
Yeah.
When you get a Universal movie, it's going to be in some generic menu that takes 20 minutes to get to that slides out of the side of the screen and whatever.
They just
now changed it. They still have that menu and shit, but they, for the first time, they added a resume button. Like when you pop it back in, it goes, do you want to resume? It's 2016. You just added a button that will resume a fucking Blu-ray. Finally got it.
Thank you.
Oh my god, that took 10 years.
Is that the same?
One guy woke up from a fever dream and came running into work one day, kicked the door open, a fucking resume button.
We need it.
Duh.
Is that the same one that you put in? It says we're right now loading fresh trailers from the internet to your DVD.
Oh. Skip all that.
I don't want any trailers. So no need. Please stop. Don't do that. All right, well, good for them.
Anyway.
Is that the love interest is Caroline in the City?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good sitcom.
That movie, you know, it's funny. I was telling Kevin and Derek that I see why people say that's one of the worst movies ever, but it's not the worst movie in terms of what's, like, it's not the worst executed movie.
Yeah.
And, like, it tells a competent story. But why the fuck did you make this about some shit duck? Like, it's just like, what was the point of doing any of this? But it's not like it's not entertaining. So saying it's the worst, it's more that it was just a bad idea to do this in the first place.
Yeah.
But the execution is not that bad.
You think just the fact that it's Howard the Duck, why pick that Marvel property?
I don't care that it's a Marvel property. It's just, it has nothing to do with that. It's just...
What year?
What? 1986.
Oh, wow.
What, did it come out for like the 30th anniversary or something?
No, it was George Lucas completely. It was completely... George Lucas went through a whole phase up until the prequels came out. Through the most of the 80s, though, George Lucas went through this phase where he wasn't directing movies anymore, but he would fund them and get them going, but just be on set the whole time. And basically, he said in interviews, like, well, really, a director's job is just to make sure they get the material they need to on the camera. That's it.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to put himself in the director's role. He would just be on set and be like, yeah, you should do this, 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 and
how
this.
How annoying.
Kind of oversee.
Okay, and the like director would do all the work.
Executive producer.
Because that's basically, Ron Howard has talked about that with Willow. It's like, that's George Lucas's movie. They hired me as director, but when I got there, it's like, George Lucas had all the ideas.
Let's do this and this.
He just didn't want the job of director. But it's weird because George Lucas, in this phase of doing that, made all these movies about little creatures. Like, in the same year he did Captain EO, which is all like little
fuzzballs
creatures around Michael Jackson. Another Willow came, and it was just kind of like, you know, fantasy world of stuff.
I love Willow.
I don't dislike it, but it's, you know, it's kind of an odd movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely odd.
It's funny how he was just into creatures and stuff. You know, and it started, honestly, Return of the Jedi was the beginning of it. I mean, I love Return of the Jedi.
It's okay, the fantasy stuff showing through.
But it's like Ewoks and this and the guy who looks like a fish, and it's like, you know, that is a little, what is this, you know? It's just kind of funny. Like, why did he go that route? And so, anyway, they talked about it. That when they were working on American Graffiti, George Lucas went to another person who's working on the movie and was like, I found this comic about this duck. It's noir. It's great noir.
Yeah.
Just happens to have a duck in it.
Happens to have that duck.
Like, he liked that it was just
bizarre.
Something odd in a serious thing. Yeah. So
he seemed to have he funded it. A other kin fetish.
Maybe, I don't know. But the producer of the movie, who I think worked at Universal or whoever put it out, I guess it was Universal, said they didn't even look at it. They signed off because it was George Lucas. Oh, it's George Lucas? Yeah, and he's really back. He's really into this? Yeah? Then let's do it. And
it's probably cheap as fuck to buy the property.
Yeah, maybe. It was the first Marvel movie.
Really?
Ever.
Wow.
And they spent $2 million on the suit. And the producer of that movie was just like, oh, man, what's going on? What is this movie? What is this? They signed off on it before ever seeing anything.
It's all animatronic eyes and beak and shit, though.
Yeah.
Or no, does the beak actually move, like, on the actor's face?
It's
impressive.
It's for the 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's weird because the movie is PG. Mm-hmm. There are duck tits in the first 5 minutes.
Duck tits?
Well, that's why you need a parental duck to guide tits. You.
Yeah. It shows a female duck in the bathroom with human-like breasts.
Isn't he reading?
Nipples, everything. And he bursts through the bathroom. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Again, George Lucas just insisted. Duck tits. Had to have it.
Yep, right there. Bam.
Wow.
We're looking at all the
monitor. They've got feathers. The nipples don't have feathers.
Can I show that? Girl search duck tits. That'll be the first thing that comes up. I promise.
That's down. I bet that's anyway, soft.
Yeah. Hey, I've been watching a TV show on Netflix, CNN's The 70s. It's only 6 episodes long. I finished it today. It was really good.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it a lot. It talks about, maybe boring to some people, but it talks about Watergate, Vietnam. A lot about Richard Nixon, terrorism in the 70s, and then, you know, television and music. It was really good. I highly recommend it. It was produced by Tom Hanks. He makes appearances in it, just giving his commentary. I powered through it this week.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So check out the 70s.
And the 60s are also on there.
The 60s are on there. I haven't watched that one yet. I'm sure it's just as good.
I think on CNN right now, they have the 80s going.
Of course.
Yeah. So there you go.
Call me when it's the 80s. Hey, when it's the Audis, you better put Mega 64 in there, CNN.
They have to.
Don't skip over the big shots, okay? Just because we're not mainstream.
The big shots.
Be cool, CNN.
We're the underground.
Yeah.
Hey, I see a note saying Bill and Ted's 3, but I don't know anything about this. Is that real? They're making a Bill and Ted's...
Yeah, so supposedly rumors are coming out that they're moving into production on Bill and Ted 3.
Now, I've heard that before, though, like... Years and years.
There's a picture of Keanu and the other guy.
The other guy's a competent, just behind the scenes Hollywood guy though. Now,
really?
Like he's a competent writer, I believe, director.
Really?
Yeah, very competent as well.
So yeah, the rumors are swirling. Bill and Ted 3, no George Carlin. Huh. Yeah, that's the one.
Let's see if we can get him.
I feel like
probably not.
They're probably a little bit too old to be making this movie.
That first one. Loved that movie as a kid. I watched it recently. It's not.
Yeah, great. I didn't do Bogus Journey, but the
Bogus
first one
Journey
was good.
I saw and did not like it.
Grim Reaper.
I liked them both equally.
I was just telling Derek, I saw them both for the first time.
For different reasons.
Really?
Yeah, I saw them both for the first time within the last year. And I was telling him, my take on it is I really enjoyed the first one, but that was the elegant, perfect, simple story. We got to go back in time to get these guys to help us with a history report. Like, what a funny concept.
Yeah.
Second one is Back to the Future 2 syndrome. It's so dense in its own universe that it gets into its own head so far down. I loved it. I thought it was great. But it is not an elegant story at all. And that's how I feel about Back to the Future. The first one is the classic. Simple, elegant, whatever. Two is my favorite. But it's just not as easy of a complete pack. It's not a complete package like that. You know, that was my take on them both.
Yeah, the first Bill and Ted is a tighter, simpler, more well put together movie, but the second one is very ambitious in its scope and its ideas. And I appreciate them swinging for the fences. It's a lower budget movie, I think, but they go further conceptually.
Whatever they did, I did not get it when I was 10. I did not. Resonate with me then. Maybe I'll watch it now and get it more.
Yeah, it's just not quite as... I can easily see that. It's just not quite as...
Like, yeah, when I was 10, I got...
Perfect of a hook.
Oh,
yeah.
But how old?
He was more of an Encino man.
I loved Encino Man and Biodome.
Why won't we make any more Brendan Fraser movies?
Or Pauly Shore movies.
Have you
Where
seen
the fuck is Pauly
how
Shore?
Big his fucking head is?
Brendan Fraser?
Dude.
I have.
We need to cut the bullshit.
Uh-oh.
This podcast. I got some bad news. What? This might run over maybe, I don't know how long it's going to take.
That is bad news.
Hour
that's
and
real
a half.
Bad news.
Oh, we're going to run over a long time tonight because this is bad.
What?
We do not have a Joker update tonight.
Oh, okay.
We don't.
Well, that's good.
We have a double Joker update.
No!
Don't freeze.
Okay, play it again.
It's a double update.
It's a
swing for the fences.
Double Joker.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
This is a double Jorker.
To do this.
There's what? Two Jorker updates. This is a jork off.
I'm so sorry, everybody, but it just came on. It's on Huffington Post.
It's legit.
No way.
Post.
And Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
Jared Leto sent anal beads and used condoms to the Suicide Squad cast.
Oh!
Sick.
Son of a bitch. Wait, who used the condoms?
Sick.
Hold on.
Jared Leto or the Joker?
Did Jared Leto squeeze one off into these rubbers?
The Joker doesn't use condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, the Joker is using condoms?
Yeah, that's the Joker's bareback.
What? You think Joker's using a condom? That's the joke.
That's the joke.
It ain't happening.
Joke's on you.
Seriously, though? Who used the condoms?
That's disgusting.
They're used?
Used in what way?
You can't do that.
The anal beads were not specified to be used. The condoms were specified to have been used.
I'm burning my Jared Leto records. What's the band called?
Wait, what's more to that? He sent anal beads and disgusting biohazardous waste to his...
yeah.
Was there like a response where they were like, oh, he's so crazy, it's just like the real Joker?
He sent him to Will Smith.
Condoms, just like the real Joker.
Jared Leto sent anal beads and used condoms to Will Smith. That's the story.
Is it written?
Wait, did you read Hush? Do we all read Hush? Who didn't read Hush?
Is it written as they were used condoms and anal beads, or is it anal beads and used condoms?
Anal beads and used condoms.
Okay, so the anal beads are new.
Maybe. Who knows?
I mean, that's gross.
He sent them to Will Smith and...
let's see here. According to E! Online, who keeps sending fucking ads to
the... It's a good source.
Page,
well, that's how you know they're a good
he
source.
Said he sent it. He sent everyone that on the... Sorry,
Margot
it wasn't
Robbie?
Will Smith. Everybody. He said... This is what Jared said. He said, I did a lot of things to create a dynamic, to create an element of surprise. Spontaneity and, just break down any walls that might be there. The Joker is someone who doesn't really respect things like personal space or boundaries, so...
He doesn't respect personal space.
He did that to Margot Robbie.
I got a question.
Yeah, go
Garrett,
ahead.
Go ahead.
Aren't they done filming this movie?
Yeah.
But the fucking...
I don't get it. Why is he still making an atmosphere for his set mate? The fucking movie's done.
They're
editing it.
Because now we're in promotion.
Is this when they were filming it and just save this little tidbit?
I'm sorry, just to add to that. Adewale, I don't know how to say his full name. He was Mr. Echo in Lost.
Yeah.
Plays Killer Croc. Said he got sticky Playboy magazines from Leto.
Ew, sticky?
Yeah.
That's basically...
Pages stuck together.
They're editing the movie.
That's sexual abuse.
When they cast Jared Leto...
Send a fucking cum rag to the editor at this point. Like,
when they cast...
Leave the actors alone!
When they cast Jared Leto, I thought... Whatever, I don't really care. Sure, why not? I hate Jared Leto so much now. Like, after all this shit, this guy's a fucking asshole. Get him out of here.
We're in the phase where we're promoting the movie, so send a used condom to the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah, or the ratings board.
Leave Margot Robbie alone.
Wait.
Shit in a box and send it to the MPAA.
Wait. In case you don't understand why he's doing this stuff.
Oh, wait.
I think I got to the bottom of it.
Okay. All right.
The second news story that has come out.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
And this just came out.
I don't even know what
Jared Leto met with murderers to prepare for the Joker.
Nuh-uh.
In Suicide Squad.
Oh, shit.
Real fucking
murderers?
He
met up with murderers?
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear.
Entertainment Weekly asked him, what did you do?
What did you do?
He said, there are a lot of things. It's probably better to not get into it. But to the Joker, violence is a symphony. This is someone who gets an extreme reward from the act of violence and manipulation. Those are the songs he sings, and he's very in tune with what makes people tick. I met with people that were experts.
Oh.
doctors, psychiatrists. I met with psychopaths and people who had committed horrendous crimes.
Oh my God.
And then I spent some time with people, those people themselves, people who were institutionalized for great periods of time. Oh. I guess when you take on a role, any role, you become part detective, part writer. And for me, that's the best time of the process, the discovering and uncovering and building a character.
Are you sure this isn't Shakespeare Theater? What the fuck?
He went on
that?
A date with Squeaky Fromm, guys.
He's like an artist, you guys.
Wow. He's
like
been doing research in real insane asylums.
That's so crazy. Whoa. Jared Leto sat down with some people in jail and was like, tell me about all the crazy shit you did. Oh, I murdered people. I murdered my mom and my dad. Tell me about all the crazy shit you did, Jared Leto. I mailed used condom to Will Smith. we're similar. We're two peas in a pod.
He's making Daniel Day-Lewis look like fucking Shakespeare in the Park. B-League bullshit.
Jared sat down with psychiatrists to get into the mind of serial killers and then left that meeting and thought, I'm going to send anal beads to all my castmates. Yeah.
Sick.
Because I'm getting into this role.
That's so cool.
Because I'm getting into it.
Hey, you know what? Fucking took it too far.
People had to die in order for Jared Leto to get to full character. So because he had to interview all these murderers who killed these people, so, he would have never become that had that person not died. So that's almost
you
a
know
good
what?
Thing now.
Listen I'm up starting to think about it. I'm starting to think Jared Leto is becoming a liability for this movie. Not like he's going to kill somebody or be crazy, but I just feel like with every stupid thing he does, just the anticipation for this movie goes down and down. Like, people I feel like are losing respect. We get the bit. You're actually the Joker. Whoa, crazy.
I just had a wild thought.
What? Yeah.
What if this is Leto's whole plan to commit all these heinous acts along the way only to, I mean, the name of the movie is Suicide Squad. How do you top Heath Ledger?
Oh. He's going to kill himself?
On opening night, he's going to commit a squad of suicide.
Yeah. Mm. He's going to do every trick in the book.
Fuck. No, I just had a thought.
Yeah. The Joker's going to...
What if Jared Leto is not actually doing this?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
what?
Fuck.
What?
What?
What if
the
Joker is not actually doing this?
What?
Who?
What if it was the fucking Time Police?
Oh.
And the fucking Time Police set up the Joker to do all this stuff, and now Jared Leto thinks he did it.
The Time Police went back to when there was a fracture in time, and the only solution is to make another fracture in time, which they'll gather around, and they're going to assault everybody they can, including the Joker himself, Jared Leto. He's going to be caught in a time bubble, and he won't be stopped. He's going to rewind time, and it doesn't look like it was his idea.
He went into an asylum and said, hey, you murdered everyone you know, so can you talk about that in great detail? And then when you're done, can you jerk off in this condom? For me real quick, so I said to Will Smith.
The Time Police.
I gotta send it to Will Smith.
Fuck.
What if Jared Leto went into death row and was talking to like a serial killer and he was like, what is the scariest thing you could ever say to your victims before you murder them? And the serial killer went, hey, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And that's where Jared got it from.
Probably. He was inspired.
Probably. Charles Manson gave it to him.
Well. Yep. Anyway.
Well, I'm...
Oof.
There you go.
Scary.
The grand finale.
They need to use more of the Wayne's World soundtrack in their trailers. So the next one, I'm pretty excited.
You're into Ballroom Blitz?
Yeah. And
not the Tia Carrera version, though.
No. God, no.
Sorry, guys, but I think we just got the origin story on The Voice.
Yeah. Figured it out.
We know. Anyway.
How do you move on from there?
Thank you, everybody, for watching this week.
Yeah, come see us in Boston.
Yeah, we'll be at PAX East in Boston.
Booth
like we
1028.
Said.
1028.
The best
visit
booth.
Visit us there. Yeah, visit us. Come say hi. We're going.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. Get tickets now.
Yep. Yep. Get your tickets immediately. As soon as you can.
Get on it.
Anything else?
No.
Any other final words?
You're going to have to rewind time and at the beginning of the
I
podcast.
I feel like you cannot mail semen to people who don't want that.
Oh, you're
going to put it to the test.
That's
tonight.
Illegal.
You're all hung up on the Joker. Dude, he got you. That's what the Joker wants.
I mean, we can try.
No.
What's your address?
I dare you.
Yeah. You want to
say? Say your address online.
See
and
if anyone sends come to you.
That's like the worst idea.
No, because you could track their DNA and bust them if they're dumb enough to do it.
I'm going to bust you with your cum.
Sean's going to pay for the DNA test so he can come bust you.
They're going to bust another.
After you bust, I'm going to bust you.
I just want a comic where the Joker is mailing anal beads and used condoms to people all over Gotham City, and Batman has to like fucking stop it.
This almost feels like when Joaquin Phoenix filmed that I'm Not Here movie. Where it's like so unbelievable. Like, we don't buy this shit. Like, if someone's filming a documentary about him beating the Joker, that makes sense.
Well, that'll be on the extras.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be on the Blu-ray.
Maybe. Well.
Anal bead blast, all kinds of stuff. The Joker.
Order a shirt
has
and
a
you.
Camera crew with him.
We'll get a Donkey Ollie DVD or a used condom. So.
We're all over the place, Sean.
Who can say?
I know.
Maybe both. We'll wrap one up in the other.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll come inside the Donkey Ollie DVD.
Yeah, I'm going to jizz all over that thing. Good night.